Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
That's right. They are.
Okay. We apologize.
The Tampa Bay Rays are the other team that's about to sell.
Yes.
So we talked about the Lakers last hour. They're about to sell. And now the Rays.
Not for $10 billion.
No. They're saying $1.7 billion valuation.
Well, they don't have a stadium. Literally, the other one fell apart during a hurricane.
Yeah.
They're playing in a minor league field right now. There was a deal in place to build a new one in Tampa, St. Pete. But then the current owner said no. They're pulling out of that. So... I mean, you're getting a team with a sketchy fan base and no plans for a ballpark.
And you know what? They're pretty good this year.
Yes.
You notice that?
Hey, they just got done kicking the hell out of the Mets for three in a row.
The Rays are actually a good little club.
Well, and for anyway. All the Rays' struggles, I mean, the Rays have been a good team.
Yeah, they have a good management team, yes. Obviously. But
it's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Stu Sternberg is their owner, yeah. And they say he is in advanced talks to sell the franchise to a group led by Florida-based residential developer by the name of Patrick Zalupski.
Mm.
He's a home builder.
Yes.
God.
Patty Z.
Should have built homes for a living.
Dude, there's some dudes that are building homes that are doing just fine.
He's from Jacksonville.
Feast or famine. I don't know anything about him. I'm assuming it's not just him. I'm assuming he's got some groups with
him.
He
is the lead buyer.
Yeah.
He already has executed a letter of intent to purchase the team. And Sternberg bought the Rays in 2004 for a mere $200 million.
Yes. And I guess this dude, despite having a horrid comb over. He is the CEO of Dreamfinders Homes, and he is a billionaire himself.
So it was kind of weird when...
But he's not, like, he's only worth, I mean, this is going to sound funny, but, like, he's only worth $1.4 billion. So he'll have other money with him, but, you know, so many of these teams now are so expensive that individuals can't buy them. There has to be groups involved.
So when Sternberg... So he owned the Rays, and he was really pissed about the stadium situation.
Yeah.
But they were winning a bunch of games. But no one was going. And so he threatened to move him to Montreal.
Yeah.
And then, because he's got a buddy in Montreal. And then they all of a sudden, after all these, you know, sort of stories about, oh, we'll put the ballpark here or build him a new ballpark there, they ended up, the Rays situation is so weird because they ended up agreeing on a site where the current stadium is.
Yes.
Which makes no sense because they're saying, I don't know Tampa St. Pete like you do, but it's over in the St. Pete part, and they're saying that's the problem. It needs to be over in the Tampa part where all the people are.
So there's a problem because when you have games that start when normal sports games too, traffic in that area to get over there, you can have an hour and a half commute easy. I mean, it's just it's brutal to get over there. And so supposedly that is one of the issues that it's not a great area for baseball. It's a horrible stadium with the worst aesthetics I've been to this side of the Oakland Coliseum. And then you put it in the world's worst situation. So if you've got a team that you're not really stoked about, you're playing in a concrete dome, think like the old King Dome, and someone told you that it was after work, it was going to take you an hour and 20 minutes to get there and an hour and 20 minutes to get back over the bridge, would you be real geeked to go into those games?
No, I just don't understand why they then decided to put the new one there.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Nope.
So then here comes Hurricane Milton. It rips the roof off. And the owner says, after that, he says, this is going to delay the start of the new ballpark because they have to refurbish the Trop.
Yep.
And so therefore I am backing out of this deal because the cost overruns are going to be too expensive. It's going to be too expensive.
Yes.
And then Major League Baseball came in and said, okay, a-hole, you're selling the team.
Yeah.
And I mean, Major League Baseball has that kind of, like, if they want an owner out, they can get an owner out. And it sounds like they have forced him to sell.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. It's just the whole situation has been so strange.
So I'm assuming that when you're buying the Rays for whatever $1.7 billion, this guy and his group, he comes in, I'm assuming that you're buying that with the idea of you already have the ballpark figured out or at least a rough idea. I doubt someone's buying this and then Major League Baseball is going to allow them to be sold to these guys with no plan for a stadium. They have to have a stadium situation agree to when they buy this team.
Which is, I think, exactly why Major League Baseball would want him to sell, and perhaps to this group.
Yes.
So,
and you know, he's a construction guy, he's a home builder. I mean, maybe there's a connection there that he understands us a little better. He can figure it out. I'm with you that if, you know, getting across to the peninsula, because it sits on a peninsula and there's just, you have to take bridges. Imagine you're only, like, you're crossing the old Willamette and everyone has to go over the 405 bridge to get to the baseball stadium during rush hour. I mean, that's what you're dealing with. So, you know, you would think that you would be smart enough to put it elsewhere, but maybe there isn't a good option down there. Don't know.
I was looking at the Rays history. You know, they have actually been really good.
Yes.
If you go all the way back to when they lost in the World Series in 2008,
mm-hmm.
they've been in the playoffs more often than not, and they've technically had eight. Well, okay, they haven't. They had one year last year. They went 80-82,
mm-hmm.
so they were almost 500.
Almost.
If you throw that out, they have had, or if you count that, they have had a winning season in seven of the last 8 years. That's the only time. So they had seven straight winning seasons before that season. One year they won 100 games, and they went to a World Series.
Yeah.
The year before, in the COVID year.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do. So, like,
they lost to the Dodgers.
It's not a problem, and they don't have deep pockets, and they have no fan support. So it's a
good franchise.
In theory, you could have a sleeping giant there if someone were to come in, build a real ballpark that people could get to, that people were excited about, and they spent a little money on the team. And more importantly for Portland, if the A's get settled in Vegas, which I assume is happening at some point, and the Rays sell, and this bro has a, hey, I'm getting a stadium, like we're back at the table where they agree to a stadium, then expansion can happen. And then at that point, we find out whether or not we lost to Salt Lake. But the sooner you get the A's and the Rays figured out, we can get Major League Baseball to move on expansion, which is your only chance here in Portland.
Yeah, somebody said the comp to Trop Field from Tampa would be if Portland Stadium was on Government Island.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a little peninsula, and the only way to get there is by bridges. And even without stadium traffic, if you've ever tried to get into St. Pete during rush hour, it is a effing nightmare. And then you throw in that stadium traffic going to there, I'm telling you, it is the worst located stadium. And by the way, mass transit just isn't a thing to get in and out of there. It's the worst possible situation. So I'm with you. When they said that they were going to build in the same spot. I just sat there and was like, what?
None of that made any sense.
Why would you do that?
What if the Major League Baseball DePortland group put a stadium on Government Island and you had to swim to the games?
Get a little canoe.
Would you swim to the games?
No, I would not.
What if they were free?
No, I would not.
If they were really? Free, how many people would swim to games?
No, I'm not swimming to a game.
I mean, it's not that far over there.
Yeah, right until you get a cramp and you go down and the water's ice cold.
We're well,
not...
you know, they'll have people out there. The Coast Guard will be out there for
no, me. Can I get a little Daffy Duck raft that I can paddle over there? If you give me a little dinghy or something, I'm not swimming.
You get yourself to no. the ballpark, you get in.
Yep, yeah, you got to swim.
I'm not swimming.
Get no. your little wetsuit?
No,
I'm not I think I would.
No, you get... would.
Yes.
You would not.
Oh, yeah. You would not.
I'd be there every night.
You're such a lying
free...
piece of turd.
Free... God, you are a real jerk, you know that?
When's the last time you swam? Thank you.
And well, you're someone who does not do well with inconvenience, it feels like. And just the whole idea of putting on a wetsuit, going across the river, then being wet and needing to get into dry clothes and going to a baseball game. Bro, I don't see that being rock-esque.
It's free. It's not. But it's free baseball. Season two. I can go to any game. I just got
to
swim.
You'd pay
over there?
$30 to not have to do that.
Well, I would do that. But can I still go to the game?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're telling me that I don't have to swim, but it's $30 a game. That changes the whole scenario.
Well, yeah.
Of course I'd pay the $30, but I'm saying the
if
scenario
is... If that was
your
only option?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The only way to get to the game is to swim. If you swim, it's free.
So you do it once every 5 years or so?
I'd go to every game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Get a little condo up on the water up there in Stump Town.
No, you wouldn't.
Or up here.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
By the way, someone said they were in Vegas just a little bit ago, and they had started construction. Is that true?
Or, yeah, they started.
So shovels in the ground.
Well, I knew they demolished the Trop, but I didn't know.
No. For
yeah,
the
they have started.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I read. Okay. I read that a while ago.
So the A's...
I don't know. There seems to be this... I don't know why people keep saying this, but there seems to be this notion that the A's were still in flux. They're not. They're moving to Las Vegas. They're building that stadium.
Everything I've read is that they were on track to put shoveling ground in June, but I have not read anything that they've actually started construction.
Yeah, I thought I read they started, but okay. And I'm going to probably be wrong. Okay. But I would swim to the stadium.
In theory,
on Government Island.
This could settle the Rays. If the A's are settled, then within a year or so, we should be able to hear yay or nay on Major League Baseball to Portland. You know, we just passed the $800 million tax package. Did you know, though, that the Salt Lake Group has already started building the entertainment district?
Yeah, I think we're screwed.
Yeah. They've.
We're screwed.
They're going to build out their entire jump town and then leave the ballpark at one end and just wait and basically tell Major League Baseball, you say yes and the shovel's in the ground tomorrow.
We're ready when you're ready.
Yep. So that's going to be that's tough. That's tough to beat.
Someone asks, what if the stadium was on Government Island and the homeless operated the tire boat ferry system?
Let's go.
To see the game?
Yeah, I'd do that.
You okay with that?
Yeah, dude. The homeless are, they're a resourceful group. They'll figure it out. You know, give them some hobo chili and some possum teeth. You get yourself over there to the game. Let's go.
Latest on the A's park. While an official groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled for June 23rd, early site work, including foundation work, started in May.
Okay.
And the A's, so construction on the park has begun.
All right. There you go.
And the A's plan to play in Las Vegas starting in 2028.
Okay. So we're good from the A's.
Or bad, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I'm just saying that one is settled.
Yeah. And it has been. I don't know why.
There's always like that, I don't know.
There's always just rumors and people just run with it. And there's nothing to it. They've always been moving to Vegas. All right, coming up next, we have the latest on Haliban, the College World Series, and my Florida Panthers hoisting the Stanley Cup. On the Fan. At the College World Series today, Coastal Carolina beat Louisville 11-3. So my Chanticleers are on to the final. And they will meet the winner of Arkansas-LSU, just underway. Now, if Arkansas beats LSU in this game, they will have to beat them again in order to get to the final.
So that's not would that be a doubleheader, or will they play that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I think that would be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't like double dips.
No.
Doubleheaders out there.
They have them in the regionals, like in the super regionals and stuff, right? They had the doubleheaders, but not in the College World Series.
I think if they can avoid it, they like to. but we had UCLA had to play.
That was the weather related thing.
Twice. Was that yesterday? Day before yesterday?
Day before yesterday, I think, right?
Because of weather. Halliburton game time decision tomorrow.
Yeah, an MRI on his, he's got a sore calvesies. And look, he was, TJ McConnell was really good in that game and he played like 18 minutes. Halliburton was 0 for 6 and couldn't move after re-injuring that calf in the first quarter. I mean, I'm all for heroics and letting guys go out there and try to Willis Reed it, but at some point, Halliburton on a torn calf, and that's what he has, you know, to what degree, it's a grade one or a grade two, otherwise he wouldn't be attempting to play in this. What good are you out there on one leg? You can't defend anyone. He has no push. He can't shoot at this. Like, I understand he wants to be the guy, but dude, if you're Indiana, it's... You got to sit him down.
Well, he kind of is the guy, though.
Well,
I mean, you ain't winning without him, so well, you mean, might as well run him out there.
You cut that thing to two.
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma City went on their one of their patented runs, and that was with Halliburton playing and being, you were basically playing 4-on-5.
Well, I think that you have to, he has to at least try it.
Sure.
And then if it's going the same way as, if it's like that, 4-on-5, then yeah, you're probably better off with McConnell. But I think what you're thinking is, he is your guy. He's your star. He's who got you there. He's just going to have to suck it up and let's see if he can, you know, if he can
I just
do something. Because
I think there's the difference between sucking it up and playing with a, how do you play basketball on a torn calf muscle? Like what?
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you're I get it. Some sports lend themselves to tough guys. Like if you're a football player, if you're a lineman, you can do a lot of, give me the needle, right? I tape the hell out of my ankle, and I have to play in 4 and 5 second bursts.
Grit your way through it.
Yeah. When Emmitt Smith had the separated shoulder game against the Giants at the end of the year to get the bye, right? Like, Emmitt, dude, we're going to give you the ball 22 times, and every time you're going to get hit, your shoulder's going to kill you, but you're going to get 15 to 45 seconds after each one, and I just need you to power your way through it. But like in baseball, if you're a pitcher and you get a blister on your finger, you can't throw. And you're like, oh, it's a little blister. Yeah, you can't grip a baseball. And if you're an NBA player, arguably the most athletic sport in the world, and you're being asked to defend the MVP and keep him in front of you, and you're being asked to go around the best defensive team that maybe the NBA has ever seen. Oh, and by the way, you're doing it on a torn calf. That's not a toughness thing. That's just you can't do it. You're hurting the team by being out there. And anyone that watched the game, they were worse with Halliburton on the floor against Oklahoma City in game 5.
That's where I think Carlisle's in just a really difficult spot.
Yeah.
Because as the coach, it is your job to make these tough decisions. At the same time, your star player wants to play. I think you honor that. I mean, it's a player's league, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he gets out there, I think if he gets out there and it looks like it did last time, which you're saying it might, which stands to reason, because it isn't just like an injury that you can, take a shot for or whatever. Then I think you might see Carlisle make a move.
Yeah.
And that would be a hard one but that's, that's why he gets paid.
Yeah.
But he admitted that he should have made the move back to McConnell in the last game. He admitted that. So that leads me to believe that.
Short leash.
Yeah. If he sees the same thing, he won't have a problem going back to McConnell.
Yeah.
And McConnell, I don't know, man. That dude, he's played some nice basketball. But boy, he sure looks like he shouldn't be any good at all out there. It's just crazy. Whenever I watch him, I'm like, he made a nice play. I'm never expecting him to do anything because he just looks like an average Joe playing amongst
He has all the most guys. Fifth-year senior college-ass point guard game I've ever seen, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good.
Yes.
Yes, it works for him. It's crafty, man.
I don't get it.
And that's the Peyton Pritchard thing. It's just it doesn't necessarily pass the eye test. And yet they're nice players. And I just, at this point, I would rather have 100% of TJ McConnell than 35% of
the Yeah, but the you Haliburton. Don't that's easy to say, yeah. but you don't make as the head coach yeah. in a league like this that's a player run league yeah. and the guy that got you there, the star player, you know, you have to coach next year too.
Yeah, you do.
So you have to be careful about this. Yeah. You don't want to piss off Tyrese. So how do you handle that? You know,
I guess maybe that's what you were saying.
It's a delicate thing.
You let him hang himself. I mean, I know that sounds terrible, but, you know.
Either or blame it on the medical staff. Say, like, they won't let you go. It's not up to me.
Well, maybe you start him, and then, you know, about a minute into the game, you're like, hey, man, you just got blown by twice. Like,
either that or Carlisle is smoke screening all of this, and they're already having these discussions like, dude, we're going to set you down.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to make Oklahoma City a little, you know, like have to prepare for two different scenarios.
And I hate when media members do this. I remember LaDainian Tomlinson that sat out the playoff game, and he was sitting on the sidelines, and he just sat there, and you know, he was just dead-eyed. It was in the playoffs. I don't think it was the conference title. I think it may have been the divisional round. And every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Stephen A. Smith type was sitting there and just being like, you have to play in this game. You just have to play. You have to find a way. What? I love the announcing tough guy. That's like, you have to find a way. If your body won't allow you to play, it doesn't allow you to play. But we expect guys to be superhuman. And I struggle with the, you should play, you should find a way to suck that up.
Well, I feel like the common man doesn't understand the difference between being injured and being hurt. Like, you can play through being hurt, but if you have an injury, some of those prevent you from being able to do
what
you need to
do. Well, it was a knee injury, right?
I think it was.
And it was a sore knee.
Yeah.
And I think I read that same injury is the injury that has kept Nick Chubb out for weeks. And yet people are like, oh, come on.
Like, you go, Christian McCaffrey gets this too. Like, I don't know. He looked pretty good. Like, you're all fun. It's all fun and games until you go to plant that in the ground and the level, you imagine the athleticism and the push.
Like, he couldn't push off was the thing.
Yeah. He couldn't push. Now take Haliburton on, and you got your sticky little NBA shoe on there, and you're on that hardwood. Can you imagine the torque that puts on your body every time you have to start and stop at an NBA level? I guess they used to say that like Jordan would blow through shoes. He would blow through a pair of shoes because of how hard he started and stopped.
Like Zion did that one
time? Yeah, like Zion did. And you know, and then we're going to sit there and say that a guy needs to try to play through a calf. I'm all for the tough guy routine, but I hope that if he can't go in this, win or lose, I hope that some of the national media, the narrative doesn't turn into, you know, he quit on his team, or, you know, he should have found a way to be out there. That stuff drives me nuts.
Well, I feel like Carlisle needs to own it, though. That's what a good players coach does. Yeah. He'll come out and say, look, it was my decision.
Yeah, don't start on
him. Don't put it on him.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, if there was a way he could go, you know, and he even said it, like the Haliburton said, you know, if I can walk, I can play. Love the mentality, but that's a dumb statement.
Well, he said that again today.
Yeah. You can't walk in an NBA game.
He said, I'm going to do everything I can to play.
Yes.
And that's why Carlisle said, okay, well, game time decision. We'll get him out there and see what he can do.
Because every one of these guys, and maybe occasionally.
And that's tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Occasionally, maybe you get a guy at this level that's kind of a candy ass, but for the most part, when you get to the NBA Finals, you get to a Stanley Cup Finals, you get to a Super Bowl, dude, no one is taking the easy road out. No one is going into the playoffs of their professional sport at the highest level and have thought to themselves, you know what, I could probably do this, but I'm a little sore. I'm gonna sit this one out and just, you know, be over here and, you know, have a couple cold ones, and I can't risk further injury.
Well, he's got four game winners and like four or five 20-point comebacks, but he's good. He'll just kind of shut it down.
Kevin Durant knew that his Achilles was gonna tear in that NBA Finals. Like, he had been dealing with that calf, and you know he knew what was coming.
They waited as long as he could, and he said, I gotta go out there and do this, and then
I remember Richard Sherman one year with the I don't remember if it was with the Seahawks or maybe it was with the 49ers. I thought it was the Seahawks, where someone asked Richard Sherman, he was battling a calf and Achilles thing. And Sherman goes, yeah, I know it's going to tear. So he's like, I do everything I can and I go out and play. And he's like, one of these games is just going to blow. And when it does, oh, well, but he's like, until then, I'm just going to go out and play on it. You know, most of these guys are warriors, and it just, the armchair quarterbacking of this stuff. If he can't go, I hope that none of that is part of the narrative, but something tells me that it will be because it's what the media does.
All right, in the news is next. The animal uprising continues. We have mountain goat news.
I do like a good mountain goat.
I also have to tell you, we have late breaking Max Train news. Ooh. We have another dead. Ooh. And should we really be hiking to the top of Mount Hood? Has anybody asked this question?
I bet someone has, as they're getting ready to hike it.
I would like to ask this question. That's next. First Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It is an Eminence Front.
What?
Well, that's the name of the song, oh. Eminence Front.
Didn't know that.
But I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means, Buck?
No, I only know that it's the name of the song. Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing it stems from the word something being eminent. Eminent? I don't know.
Eminence is fame or recognized superiority.
So fronting like you have eminence?
I can't say I knew that either. I don't
know. It is also a piece of rising ground.
Mm. Ooh.
The plot thickens.
Well. Yeah.
Anyway, that's The Who. We love The Who here.
Yeah, The Who is greatness.
It is June 18, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you. It is brought to you today by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
It's a good question.
An eminence front is the act of presenting a false or superior facade to the world.
Okay. There you go. It is International Sushi Day.
Oh, who doesn't love a fine piece of sushi?
It is also Go Fishing Day.
Well, that goes hand in hand. You can go fishing, catch fish, have sushi.
Make your own sushi.
Yeah. One of the best sushi experiences I've ever had. We're in Costa Rica. and went out on a little fishing to-do thing. Caught a nice...
You mean you went fishing?
We had a fishing thing. Well, it was like we snorkeled, we fished, we cruised the bay. It's kind of an all-in-one sort of thing.
Okay.
And we caught a nice yellow-tailed tuna, and the guy brought it up and was like, "Do you guys want sushi?" And we were like, "Yeah." Pulled over to a bigger boat, went over there, got some Tabasco and some lemons, cut open the tuna right there, started cutting off pieces of it, and then putting it in a nice little mixture of Tabasco and lemon, and we had, like, literally ate it 25 minutes after catching it. It was freaking amazing.
Hmm.
And then got drunk on the boat. Amazing nice. Experience.
So,
That was going fishing and having sushi all in one.
Got some death news here.
Yeah, it's not good.
Emergency crews have responded to a scene where a bicyclist was struck and killed by the MAX train today.
Yeah.
This was in southeast Portland, near Division and 8th.
Yeah.
Just to the southeast of Tillicum Crossing.
Yeah, it's no good. So do we know, like, is there any sort of, I didn't see any details on it. Like,
Well, I don't think you want details.
No? I mean, was it a... Okay. Well, I was like...
Was it what?
Well, a lot of times when these train strikes happen, a lot of times it's homeless people or maybe people...
It was a cyclist.
Well, there's the difference between someone on a bike and someone that's a cyclist.
Yeah, well, they said cyclist.
Okay. It's no good.
Wait. Now it just says person on a bicycle.
So that's why I'm wondering.
They use both.
Said happened around 1:30.
Yeah. A person on a bicycle entered the crossing and was fatally struck. This is a tragic incident and a very difficult situation for everyone. Our thoughts are with the cyclist,
yeah.
Our operator, and those who witnessed the incident.
They did say the only piece of information that I saw in the story was that the barriers were down.
Yeah.
And he went...
Or she.
They went in the barriers, which, yeah. You know, I just... I'm often amazed by that.
What are you going to do?
Unless it was one of those like where they saw the train coming and was like, "Hey, I don't want to wait for the train, so I'll see if I can beat it across."
Those trains don't go very fast, though. The MAX trains,
well,
you know,
they go fast enough to kill you.
Well, I would imagine. In other words, if you see the train, I don't think you get struck by the train.
Yeah.
He just didn't see it, or he.
How do you not? I don't know.
Well, again, this happens all the time. You ask this question every time this happens.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Trains, eerily silent, too, as we've learned.
You know what's not silent, though? The big, the things coming down.
I know. Have you noticed, I've noticed this recently, I wonder if you guys have. Have you noticed more joggers that are absolutely not stopping, no matter what, and yeah. They aren't even looking?
Yeah, they don't care.
Have you noticed that?
Absolutely.
I think that's wild.
Because we get, as I come down front here, I come down that way sometimes.
A lot of joggers down here.
Yeah, instead of over the 405. So if I come down front, we cross probably, what, you had about 8 different intersections before you turn to come into our building. The amount of times that runners, before or after work, run across front
without looking.
With no thought. Headphones on.
Yep.
Don't make eye contact with you.
They're expecting you to stop.
It is alarming.
It's crazy. Yes. I've seen it 3 times in the last couple of weeks.
Yep, see it all the time.
And boy,
it's insane.
I was just, I get it that they have the right of way.
Sure.
But what balls you have to trust that everyone is just going to see you.
I feel this way because I ride my bike a bunch, and I feel this way about cyclists. I don't care who has the right of way. I don't care what that cyclist or whoever is on the bike thinks they're entitled to. If there is an accident and you're on a bike, you will lose. I've never understood the cavalier approach by drivers or cyclists that they just, you know... That is not something that everyone, like any intersection I come to on a bike, I assume that no one's going to stop.
I think
it is my responsibility to make sure that I am safe as I'm crossing. I never looked at something and be like, well, they'll stop.
I think that somebody could text into the text line and answer this, because I know some of you are runners or cyclists out there. I would imagine that for the runner, because this happened to me multiple times recently, And this is a new phenomenon to me. I'm like, wow, they're really getting really cocky out there.
Yeah.
I could never physically do, I'm too risk averse
yeah.
to even think of doing that. Right?
Sure.
I just can't. I am going to look and make sure that the car is stopping because I don't want to. This is how you get hit
yeah.
when you don't look.
Yes.
I just would think, now there's my dementia again. I lost my train of thought.
Are you all right?
Well, I probably have dementia.
It's possible. I was wondering where, I was like, all right, you know, we're going with this, you're risk averse, and then...
What was I saying?
You were talking about being risk averse, and you could never think about it.
What I think they're thinking is, as runners, particularly when you run in the city, you don't want to be starting and stopping.
Sure.
And I think because the laws favor you, a lot of them... I just feel like their mentality is, I'm not going to stop. I can't stop and look at every intersection, so I'm just going
to
go.
And the cars will stop because they have to.
Because they
otherwise,
have to.
They'll hit me, kill me, owe me money, whatever.
That's what I think they're thinking, which I think is dumb because you know, you'll get drunk guy or you'll get not paying attention
or
guy.
Or texting guy.
Texting guy.
You can say the law protects you, but it doesn't protect you from the bumper of a Silverado.
Nope.
But I think that, but to try to explain what they're thinking, that might be it. Because when you're running in the city, you know, you go five blocks, you don't want to, four stops.
Sure. And it's probably worse on a bicycle.
And then I think what they also, yes, it probably is worse on a bicycle. What I think they think too is that if I stop and look at the car, then that is, then the car is going
to
go.
You have to do the when you stop and then keep jogging in place. You got to do that number.
Right.
When the person stops, they're like, oh, don't mind me.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that, like sometimes on the bike you'll do that. You slow to a creep, and you do, especially if you have clip and pedals, you don't want to take your foot out, so you slow to the wobble. Like you're like, I don't want to stop, I don't want to stop, I don't want
to
stop.
Try to avoid creeping past the line, and you're like,
Hey, does everybody see me? But you gotta have some balls to go plowing across intersections and say that the car is gonna stop.
Couple texts. One says, I do my share of cycling, but my wife works on the ER department. She always tells me what you just said, bicycle versus automobile. Automobile always wins.
Yeah.
Another one says, I'm a runner and I'm good at making it look like I can't or won't stop, but I'm actually able to stop if necessary. Hmm. Ooh, that's interesting.
you're bluffing.
So it's a bit.
Yeah. It's like,
Hey, they're not looking. I better let them go. That's it. I hadn't thought of that scenario.
I have concepts of a plan.
I just put it on both sides because, like I said, as a cyclist or a runner, I believe it is on you to make sure that you are safe. But to everyone out there that's in a car, realize that if you have risky behavior or you decide to go blowing by me because you're tired of waiting for me or you don't think you should have to wait, realize that if you clip me, I die. Like, is it really worth it? It's like the Johnny Hockey guy. That dude was like, well, I'm tired of these bicyclists and I want to go around them. Cool, man. And you want to scare someone and like honk your horn at them and blow by them and roll coal at them. That's a sweet ass plan right until you miscalculate and you clip them and they die. It's life and death. And I think both sides are way too freaking cavalier about that.
May I also call out another person that should be publicly shamed?
Please.
This is what we do. This is called courage, radio courage, okay?
Yes.
And this is a texter that brought this up. I like those guys that don't look before they cross and then also try to win the contest of slowest walker ever. Yes. Yeah. You're the worst.
It's a lot of...
Put some pep in your step.
Well, we need to go on... This is why it's a problem, is we can't do anything as a society where we come together and do mutually good things.
When you can see the indifference in their gait, though, that's just...
It's really maddening.
You gotta do the fake jog.
And they know.
They know.
They know what they're doing.
They want you to know that they don't care.
That's right. That pisses me off. But they're also right that no one's probably going to run them over.
No.
Until they do. Coming up next, we're not going to get to animal uprising news. We got to talk about Mount Hood. Should we really be allowed to climb to the top of Mount Hood? I'd like to ask that question when we return on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And for our final story tonight here on In the News, June 18, 2025, we have a hiker, a climber, sorry, not a hiker.
Well, they're hiking to, yeah. I mean, can you hike the mountain or do you climb the mountain? I feel like you could hike the mountain.
Are you a climber if there's no trail? Is that what that means?
I think so. Well, a climbing, yeah, you're not on a trail. You're actually
you're
going
climbing.
To climbing. You're going to have to.
You're ascending.
At some point, you're going to have to ascend with your hands. Whereas a hiker, there's a nice trail.
There's
and
a trail.
You just walk.
Okay. So this was a climber, and they tumbled near the summit of Mount Hood, and it led to an 8-hour rescue. This dude, a 43-year-old guy, extremely steep section, 500 feet from the summit, and he fell.
Ah, you were right there.
Yeah. Around 7:15 a.m. today.
That's no good.
No, it isn't. I just wonder...
And by the way, it doesn't sound like you can hike to the top. It says that you are going to need to navigate steep slopes, ice, potentially snow bridges, and does require technical climbing skills.
Looks like the main difference between hiking and climbing, using your hands.
Yeah.
Climbing, you have to use the...
Repel.
Mean, you can hike with just your two legs and feet, but...
And it does not say... It feels like, according to this, you are going to have to climb Mount Hood.
Why do we allow this? Can I ask this question? I'd like to ask this question live on the radio.
People like to
I understand.
Scamper up.
I understand, but can I offer a solution to all of this?
Yes.
And there are a lot of mountains out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want.
Sure.
I'm not here to stand in the way of your climbing boner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, I'm glad that you are not trying to flaccid someone's climbing boner.
What I'm saying
is... Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
If you go up there
mm-hmm.
and you get into trouble...
Yeah.
You're on your own, dude.
Yeah,
we pay so much money to go rescue these people.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why we allow people to just traverse to the top of mountains with no consequence.
I've heard there are people out there that think that if you get in trouble, you should be responsible for the bill of your rescue.
There you go.
And that bill is going to be, it's going to be steep.
We talk about Doge.
Yeah.
Here's one. Let's just cut all of the rescue bills out.
I love the
We're not coming to your aid.
I love the idea of this. Like, we hover over you, and then we send down, like, a checklist, like a bill, and we're like, all right, you want to sign this? We'll come get you. If not, good luck getting out of there on your own.
There you go.
I'm really rich.
I think that would be considered cruel and unusual by some people.
Or just make it illegal. Well, and if you're off trail.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's kind of weird that we just let people. Like, there's a lot of things that we govern.
Sure. We govern everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is it that the top of mountains, no matter how dangerous, we don't govern them?
I know, like, with Everest and K2 and some of, like, the ones, like, the big Andes ones, you do need government permission. You do need permits.
You get, because they only let so many people
out. Yeah, you can't just go willy-nilly, but...
They're making money off of that.
They're making money.
Because people travel from all over to come do that.
As far as I know, I don't think you need any sort of permission to climb Mount Hood.
I hear you saying is that we need another government entity to regulate that.
There you go. We need a government entity to regulate the regulation of the mountain.
Yeah, so let's say you're getting ready to climb Mount Hood. And we're like, okay, go ahead. Hmm. We need a $17,000 deposit.
A retainer. I like it.
And if you don't need that...
Yeah.
For our rescue,
we'll
give it back to you.
Well, we rent a boat a couple times a year from one of these places right down by OMSI. Little pontoon boat. We go out on the water, have a good time, have some drinks, jump in the water, get a coli. It's great. But, yes, you do have to have a credit card, and I believe it is an $800 hold that they put on your credit card because a lot of people, you know, damage propellers and pontoons.
Yeah, it happens in Mount Shasta over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
too.
So I like what you're doing. You want to climb the mountain. We're going to need a credit card. Do an El Swipo right there. It's going to be a significant hold on there. And just so you know, I think the problem with that is then people, I think it's the idea that people wouldn't ask for help and maybe more people would die. Mm. Like, hey, I'm in some trouble, but I can't pay for this rescue.
Or you also chose to climb the mountain.
Or they would say that, yeah, I'll go ahead and pay it because I won't need that. And then they'll need it and they won't be able to pay it.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
I saw this. It said, the first 5,000 feet of elevation gain are non-technical. The last 400 of the south side route is basically an easy ice climb. You know what? No.
No such thing.
It's an oxymoron.
No easy ice climb? What? no problem. Get an ice pick there and just climb up that ice sheet. No problem there. I would like to believe that only people that know what they're doing attempt to climb Mount Hood and that morons wouldn't, but, you know.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm guessing most of the people up there are experienced.
I would hope, right? I hope it's not some dude that just likes, you know, cosplaying in REI gear that's like, hey, I'm going to go climb this mountain. Like Buck did his little triathlon there. That's one thing. I hope Buck doesn't get a wild hair. He's like, you know what, boys? I'm going to start scaling mountains. You have any training? Nope. Gonna do it anyways.
I will not be doing that.
What if they said you can climb all you want, mm-hmm. but there's a sniper up there?
Sniper.
He's
gonna take you out?
He could.
Why would a sniper shoot you on the way up the mountain?
Well, it's a way to kind of thin the herd, you know? You gotta we don't want everybody just climbing willy-nilly. It's like your risk is sniper.
It would significantly diminish the demand to climb that mountain.
Exactly.
There is, when we were in St. Lucia, there's two big peaks that are like famous on the island. It's like all the photos of St. Lucia have the two mountain peaks. And one of them is, it was called Mount Jimmy. And I guess if you want to attempt Mount Jimmy, you do have to sign it's your ass waiver. And so I guess Mount Jimmy is just, it's brutal, and there's a bunch of poisonous snakes, and, like, they tell you not to do it. And I guess, like, guides, like, we were talking to the guy, and there's, like, no guide services there to take you up. But he said occasionally people do want to climb Mount Jimmy, but there is, like, there's a little, like, hut down at the bottom, like a little government thing, and you do have to sign a, I know what I'm doing, I've been explained the risks, and good luck before you climb up it. So at least one island nation is kind of doing what you said.
Yeah.
They will let you, But they are not promising.
Right.
They're not promising help. I think the idea is that most of the people, like if you go up there and get bit by one of those snakes, there's no way to go and get you in time. So they just, they're not going to make the attempt. It's like, good luck.
Meanwhile, we go to Safeway and the razors are locked behind a cabinet.
Yeah. Hey, those razors, man. Those are expensive. You can't have people stealing that stuff.
All right.
Some of those places have everything behind the glass now.
I know. Not Bi-Mart.
No. Bi-Mart's a place of the people.
Well, it is. You got to have a membership to get in.
Exactly.
So they ain't just letting anybody in there.
No. $5, baby.
That is in the news, June 18, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. What exactly is Texas State? Next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.